The parameters which distinguish music are often set apart from a larger context of social space. This is in part due to the nature of cultural production, that it remains slightly ahead of or behind broader issues, critical distance, romantic isolation, or simple disinterestedness. The recording studio functions as the perfect model of music's struggle to fend off the interference inherent to social space, to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims to invert this model by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context, expanding the frame to invite the random interplay of public interaction. What distinguishes social music is that this relationship acts as a determining situation for the production of a music work. And further, social music attempts to make audible the tensions between the parameters of music, convention, and that which is outside, experimentation, between public space and private identity, and between the complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media. Situating musical production and radio broadcast within this zone of experimentation necessitates a leaving behind of the traditional view of artist as individual, and instead demands an alternative understanding whereby context and art object, and by extension audience, converse in such a way as to produce artistic effects. These effects are tied to the random interplay of phenomena, and further, in their moment of occurrence, to the formation of what we could call a public. Radio as a context poses a specific and compelling context for social music, because radio is necessarily dispersed as a social context and medium, and thus is contaminated by existing spaces, sounds, and events occurring within unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. In a sense, radio is a model for the concerns of social music, or rather, it situates itself already as a kind of social music production. It would seem that the works of social music for radio will demand from a listener and artist an understanding of the very nature of radio itself, that as a listener, one is immersed in a complex situation whereby musical action and sight specificity converse in a radiophonic space determined both by the point of transmission and the site of reception.
Parameters which set apart from a larger context of social space due to the nature of cultural production remain slightly ahead of or behind broader issues. Romantic isolation or simple disinterestedness. The recording studio functions as the perfect model. Music's struggle to fend off the interference inherent to social space. To produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims to invert this model by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context. Expanding the frame to invite the frame and to invite interplay, public interaction. What distinguishes social music is that this relationship acts as a determining situation for the production of a music work. And further, social music attempts to make audible the tensions between the parameters of music convention and that which is outside experimentation. Between public space and private identity, and between the complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media. Situating musical production and radio broadcast within this zone of experimentation necessitates a leaving behind of the traditional view of artist as individual, and instead demands an alternative understanding whereby context and art objects, and by extension audience, converse in such a way as to produce artistic effects. These effects are tied to the random interplay of phenomena and further in their moment of occurrence to the formation of what we could call a public radio as a context poses a specific and compelling context for social music, because radio is necessarily dispersed as a social context and medium, and thus is contaminated by existing spaces, sounds, and events occurring within unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. In a sense, radio is a model for the concerns of social music, or rather, it situates itself already as a kind of social music production. It would seem that the works of social music for radio will demand from a listener and artist an understanding of the very nature of radio itself, that as a listener, one is immersed in a complex situation whereby musical action and sight specificity converse in a radiophonic space, determined both by the point of transmission and the site of reception.
The parameters distinguish music are often set apart from a larger context of social space. This is in part due to the nature of cultural production, that it remains slightly ahead of or behind broader issues. Critical distance, romantic isolation, or simple disinterest. The recording studio functions as a perfect model of music's struggle to fend off fear, to produce culture without blemishes. Social music's aim is to invert this model by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context, expanding the frame to invite the frame to. What distinguishes social music is that this relationship acts as a determining situation for the production of, and further, social music attempts to make audible tensions between parameters in music and convention and that which is outside, experimentation, between public space and private, and between complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media. Situating musical production and radio broadcast within its own experimentation necessitates an as individual, and instead demands an alternative whereby understanding context and objects, audience, converse in such a way artistic effects. These effects are tied to the ramifications in their moments, in their moment of occurrence, to the formation of what we could call a public radio as a context poses a specific and compelling context for social music, because radio is necessary dispersed as a social context and a medium, and thus is contaminated by sounds and events, unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. And since radio is a model for the concerns of social music, or rather, it situates itself already as a kind of social music production, it would seem that the works of social music will demand from a listener an understanding of the very nature of radio itself as a listener. In a complex situation, one in a radiophonic space determined both by the point of depiction
the parameters which distinguish the opposite part from a larger context and the social space. This is in part due to the nature of cultural production being slightly ahead of broader issues, critical distance, romantic isolation, disinterest. The recording studio functions as the struggle, the inherent social space, to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims to, by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context, expanding the frame of interplay. What distinguishes social, that this relationship determines production of a music work, and further, the parameters of music and that which is outside, experimentation between public space and private identity, the complexity between the technologies of artistic media. Situating musical production and radio broadcasts within the zone of experimentation necessitates leaving behind the tradition and instead demands an alternative whereby, by extension, audience, in such a way, to produce artistic effects. These effects are tied to the random interplay in their moment's occurrence, to the formation of what we could call a public. Radio, as a context, is a specific and compelling context, because radio is necessarily dispersed within the social context and also contaminated us, unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. In a sense, radio is a model for the concerns of social, or rather it situates already kinds of social music production, will demand understanding of the very of radio itself, one that is a complex that a musical action whereby where site specificity converts into radio. At the site of reception.
The parameters which distinguish the context, this is in part due to the nature of cultural production slightly ahead of broader issues. Semantic isolation, disinterest. These recorders of view functions to produce struggle. Music is a struggle to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims to introduce directly the larger transformation, expanding the frames, the public. What distinguishes social music determines the music production and further attempts to make parameters between imagine, experimentation, between private identity, between complexity of styles and technologies, artistic media. Situated musical production in radio broadcast and behind is, as I understand, a demand of contacts of art objects, then by extension the artistic effects. These effects are tied to the in their memory, their current occurrence into the formation of the public. Radio is a context that imposes a specific, compelling context for social music because radio and is not contaminated by occurrence of unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. In this sense, the radio is a model for the consensus of sorrow and existential music production will demand from the listener an understanding of the and complex in the situation and its musical action of a specific radio transmission at the site of reception.
The parameters which distinguish music are also a part of a larger context. This is in part due to the nature of how people relate to the context of broader issues, critical distance, romantic isolation, disinterest. The recordings of the studio are a function of the struggle to produce culture without blemishes. Social music aims expanding the frame of public interaction. What distinguishes social music is this relation determining the situation of the music production, and further, cultural music attempts to make audible the parameters between and that which is outside experimentation, between public space and private space, and the complexities of technologies and artistic media. Situation musical production within the zone of necessitates leaving the interpretation behind and instead demands and by extension audience artistic effects.
these effects are tied to random, further in their MoMA, the memory of their occurrence into what we can call the public. Radio as a context goes into specific because radio is necessary for social interaction, and media are determined by current and unpredictable and partly unknowable situations. Radio is a model, or rather a situation of an already social musical production, will demand the listener understanding of the very nature of complex situation whereby musical interaction of a radiophonic space determines the point of and the point of reception.
The parameters,
which distinguish the opposite,
are often set apart from a larger context of social
space.
Context
and the social space.
This is in part due to the nature of cultural production.
That
it remains slightly
being
ahead
slightly
of,
ahead
or behind
of
broader issues.
Critical distance.
Romantic isolation. Or simple disinterest. The recording studio functions as a perfect model of music struggle to fend off
the struggle. The inherent social space
to produce culture without blemishes.
Social music aims to invert
this model by adopting a direct relationship to the larger context.
Expanding the frame to invite the frame into play.
What distinguishes social music is that this relationship acts
that
as a
this relationship determines
for the production,
production of a music work.
Social music attempts to make audible tensions between
the parameters
of music and convention
of music
and that which is outside
experimentation
between public space and private identity
between complexities of society and the technologies of artistic media.
Situating musical production and radio broadcast within the zone of experimentation necessitates leaving behind an instead demand as an individual, and instead demands an alternative, whereby context and audience converse in such a way as to produce artistic effects.
These effects are tied to the random interplay, to the moment of occurrence, to the formation of what we could call a public.
Radio as a context, because radio is necessarily dispersed within the social context and is contaminated by sounds and events occurring within unpredictable and partly unknowable situations.
For the concerns of social music, radiophonic space, the situation itself already as a kind of social music production, the social music of the radiophonic space, will demand from a listener the nature of the very radio itself, as a listener in a complex situation, whereby musical action and complex situation specificity converse in a radiophonic space, determined both by the point of transmission and the site of reception.
The parameters
which distinguish music are also a part of the larger context.
This is in part due to the nature of
how people
of cultural production
relate to the context of broader issues, critical distance, romantic isolation,
disinterest.
The recordings of the studio are a function of
struggle. Music is a struggle
to produce
culture. Without blemishes.
Social music aims to expand the larger context, expanding the frame to invite the random public interaction. What distinguishes social music is its relation to the larger context, the public interaction, and the complexities of technologies and artistic media.
Such a way, musical production, and the effects are tied to the occurrence, and further, in their moment of the formation of what we can call the public. Radio as a context, the point of reception.
The site of reception.